So before we start, let's take a look one half minute video about Jesus as the light of the world.
In the beginning, darkness covered the earth. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. The true light, which gives light to everyone, came into the world. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. It is a light for the lost, the searching and the seeking. A light for the darkest valley. A light to drive out fear, even in the shadow of death. When we believe in the light, we become children of the light. It shines in us, through us. If we walk in the light, if we let it shine before others, we become a city on a hill. The light of the world. When we let His word light our path, others will follow. We become a beacon of hope to a world in darkness. Our lives reflect the glory of His resurrection. He makes us a light for the nations, so His salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Let there be light. For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light.
Jesus, the light of the world. Our theme for today is Jesus comes into the world as light into darkness to overcome spiritual blindness. Take a look on John chapter 8, verse 12. In John 12:46. So I read very slow, so try to really drink for these verses. When Jesus spoke again to the people, He said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows Me will never walk in the darkness, but you have the light of life. I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in Me should stay in darkness." What calls your attention when you read these verses? Before we start to talk about light, I just would like to make four really brief observations here. First, it's Jesus is speaking about Himself. It's not a group of people that talk about Jesus and they said that Jesus is light. It was Jesus who said to Himself, "I am the light of the world." Remember the verse we said, when Jesus spoke again to the people, He said, was Jesus. Second, Jesus is affirming His divinity here. "I am the light of the world." In other words, Jesus is saying that I have the same essence that God Father. Why I can say that? If you read John, 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, the same author of John, John says, "This is the message we have heard from Him, and I declare it to you. God is light. In Him, there is no darkness at all." So John said in 1 John that God is light, and Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." So Jesus is reaffirming His divinity. Third place, or third observation, follow Jesus is always walk in the light because Jesus is the light of life. Whoever follows Me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And the fourth observation is, this light must be understood as truth, as life, as something that is in opposition to darkness. What is darkness? Darkness is a synonym of ignorance and death. And if you walk with Jesus, if you have Jesus as the light of the world, the darkness cannot stand for Jesus. John chapter 1 verse 4 and 5 says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." So, now, how can we describe this light? How can we describe Jesus as the light of the world? First, this light has the power to illuminate our path. John chapter 1 verse 9 says, "The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world." I don't know if you have the same experience I have, but sometimes, if it's not a lot of times, the power goes out in my house. This doesn't happen here, yeah? Power goes out? No. So, and my wife freaks out because, no, you have to put candles everywhere. I don't know. My mom said it's because I ate a lot of carrots, so I can see during the dark, in the darkness. But I'm okay. I think I memorized my whole house. I can even close my eyes and I go everywhere. I know that if I spin, maybe I can lose track. But the thing is, when there's darkness, what do you feel? You feel lost. And if you are in an unknown place, like a friend's house or something that you go, if the power is out, you don't know where you are, and you don't know where you go. Jesus here, they said, he has the power to illuminate our path. And 2 days ago, two days ago, the powers went out again. And for coincidence, Andrea was in the shower, so she freaked out there. And so I have to find but the thing is, when you turn the lights on, even a small light, the darkness goes out and you can see your path, where you should to go. Even my shoes that I usually put in the wrong place, I can see my shoes on the middle of the room. So, the idea is, Jesus illuminates our path to the heaven. Jesus has the power. Second, the light has the power to give life. John chapter 8 verse 12 said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follow me will never walk in darkness, but we have the light of life." I don't like plants. And don't give me, if you go for travel, don't give your plant for me to take care, because we'll die probably. Okay? But my wife loves plants, and they have so many on the windows. And I could remember that she made a comment long time ago. Say, okay, this plant needs sun because it's dying. It feels like sad. And she put on the window on a place where the sun comes. And a few days later, the plant just flourish. Come to life again. And for me, it's this idea here. Jesus gives life to us. Without Jesus, we don't have life. Without Jesus, we are in the darkness and we just die and die. So this light has the power to illuminate our path. This light has the power to give life. But this light is consistent with what is good and what is true. John chapter 3, verse 20-21 said, "Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God." Jesus as the light is consistent, what is good and what is true, what is right. I remember when I was a kid, and a teacher, of course, the teacher asked you to do homework, yeah? So I was home, and I didn't do my homework. So what's happened the next day? I try, I'm sick. I don't want to go to school. Because I knew that will be a time where the teachers say, okay, who finished your homework? And I'll be there, and my failure will be exposed. So the idea is, darkness doesn't like go to the light, because your failure, your sins will be exposed. The light is consistent with what is good and what is truth. Fourth, the light has the power to judge. John chapter 3 verse 19 says, this is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. If you look for the same verse in ESV, it says, and this is the judgment, that light come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. If you don't need to look now, but if you look the verse before John 3:19, you find that for God did not send him to condemn, but to save the world. But in verse 18 said, for who believes is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is already condemned. But people chose to not believe because they knew that when they believe, your sins could be exposed. Now that you know what light is about, that the light has the power to illuminate our path, the light has the power to give life, the light is consistent with what is good is true, and the light has the power to judge. My question is, what God expects us to do? First, we must believe in the light. John chapter 12 verse 36 says, believe in the light while you have the light, so that you may become children of light. When he had finished speaking, Jesus left and hid himself from them. Jesus here, in that moment, historical moment, he said to them, believe in me while I am here with you. When you believe in the light, when you believe in Jesus, you become a child of light. Matthew chapter 5 verse 14 says, you are the light of the world. Be a child of light means being a light that reflects the light that has given us life. I repeat again. Being a child of light means being a light that reflects the light that has given us life. Think about moon and sun. You know that moon doesn't have light itself. The moon just reflects the sun's light. It's the same from us. We don't have light in ourselves. We need the light of Jesus. And through Jesus, we can reflect God's light. This is the idea. Matthew chapter 5 verse 16 says, in the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. This is the idea. When you believe in Christ, When you believe in Jesus, the light of the world, His light will shine through us. So, what God expects us to do? We must believe in the light, but we must follow the light. 8:12 again. When Jesus spoke again to the people, He said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life." Imagine here. Can you help Martin? Yeah. I would say, don't worry. Stand up, yeah, here. Just here. I did this with my son, so I can do it with you too. So, it's fine. So the thing is, when I believe in Christ, the Bible said that the light of Christ is in me. Okay? And He said, who follows me never will be in darkness. So the idea is, just move slowly for this side. The whole projector. Just move slowly. If I follow the light, go ahead. If I follow the light, I will never be in the darkness. Because I follow Jesus. But what's happened? Just go back. If I not follow the light, I'm still in the darkness. Following the light here does not mean following a religion, but following Jesus Christ. To be in the dark means to walk in opposition to Christ. It's following the Prince of Darkness. Therefore, to follow light is to follow a person. It's follow Jesus. It's follow what He asks us to do. Walk in His footsteps. How Jesus reacted when He was under pressure. I need to try to do the same. Follow Him. The text says here, did you have to follow the light? To follow Christ is obey Him. Is to walk in His steps. Is to follow the light means to follow the path that the lights point us to. So, what God expects to us? We must believe in the light, in Jesus. We must follow the light. Third, we must walk like a child of light. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 8 says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light." Paul says that those people were light because they had known Jesus and they had believed in Jesus. But they were darkness one time ago. To be children of light is to be light. It's make our light shine before men. Through our lives, to our witness, to what you say, how you act under the pressures. You are light of the Lord. You are light in the Lord. That means that you have the light of Christ and you must make it shine. But how can we do this? Apostle Paul, he answered that in Ephesians chapter 5, 9, 10. "For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord." We walk in the light when you practice what pleases God. Goodness, justice, truth, obedience. So, what God expects us, we need to believe in the light. We need to follow the light. We need to walk as a child of light. And we must testify of the light. John chapter 1, verse 8 says, "He himself," and I add John, "was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light." Like John, we are challenged here to testify about the light. We must reflect light, the light, Jesus Christ, through our life, walk in the light, and through your witness, speak of the light, point to others the path of the light. This is why we are here. The last point here, first, we need to believe in the light, we need follow the light, we need walk as a child of the light, we must to testify about the light, but fifth and not less important, do not despise the light of God. John 3:12-20 says, and this is the judgment, the light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. These words here refer to you who hear this message and did not believe yet that Jesus is the light of the world. If you reject Jesus Christ, you remain in darkness. There is no third option. Or you believe that Jesus Christ is the light and have Him as your light, or you are still walking in darkness. Remember what John chapter 3 verse 12 says. I try to, because I have in my mind in Portuguese, so I will do in English my version. I say this, for those who receive and believe in Him, receive the power to become children of God. It's two things you need to do, you have to do here. You have to believe, and you have to receive. Only to believe is not enough. Because even the devil believes that Jesus is real. But today is Christmas. Oh, not today. We are the season of Christmas. And you have an idea to give presents. And just for you have the illustration. If yesterday was your birthday, was celebrate your birth this week, yeah? This week, not yesterday. Okay. But imagine that I have a present for Martin. And I say, Martin, I have a present for you. Okay. So, he knows. When this present will be really his. Oh, this was hard for me to figure out. When? He needs to do what? Receive. Maybe you are here a long time. Maybe it's the first time you arrive here. I don't know. But you hear the message. You have heard the gospel. But you believe, yeah, it's true. But you never receive. And I want to challenge you, because you need to receive, not only hear the message. You need to say for yourself in your heart before God, not before me, but before God, that God, I believe that Jesus is the light of the world, and I receive Him, His gift, as a forgiving of my sins. You need to do this for your sake. For your sake. So let's close our eyes, let's pray. I invite you to make a decision now. There is no a third option. Will be on the side of Jesus, or you'll be far from Jesus. I remember in Matthew, you can read later, Matthew chapter 10, verse 30-32, says, Jesus said, for those who confess me before men, I will confess him before the Father. It's very interesting here. But for those who denied me before the man, I will deny him before the Father also. You can find in Matthew chapter 10, verse 32, if I'm not mistaken. What this means is like Martin again. My son is not here, so I got you, okay? So the idea here is Martin said, I believe. Martin in the middle of the church here, Martin stand and say, I believe Jesus is the light of the world. And I believe him that I need him and I receive him as my savior. It's all about him. And when he recognized or acknowledged Jesus as the light and God and Son of God and Savior, it's like in the same time Jesus in the heavens say, Father, I recognize Martin because he gave knowledge of me as his Savior. But for those that no, I don't believe, will be one day that just I don't recognize them too, because they don't recognize me. It's not what I say, it's what the Bible says. You can open your Bible later and see there is this principle. So I invite you to pray. Maybe you can do this anywhere, you can do it in your house. But I just want to challenge you to think about your spiritual life, your spiritual condition right now. And close your eyes now and just pray. Say, Dear Lord, I confess you as my Savior and my Lord. I recognize you as the light of this world, and I need this light to go to the heaven. And there is no another way, only Jesus. Forgive my sins, and I give my life to you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.